50, former state senator. He and Bill Dyson, the former state rep from New Haven, have come up with a plan, long overdue. Dan and I have talked about this, and it's all about a change as far as the public school system in Connecticut is concerned, and the plan is called Fix the Formula. This is important, Dan. It should have been done before, and I'm glad that John and Bill are going to get into it.
All right, and John McKinney, the former state senator, is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. John, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear you guys, and, congratulations on being together. It's very exciting, and I'm real happy for you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We are, too.
Yeah. John, what is Fix the Formula?
Well, Fix the Formula is a pretty apt name. It's about fixing our education cost-sharing formula in Connecticut. As you guys know, I spent 16 years in the legislature. I still have my sanity, but we talked constantly about fixing our ECS formula. It's overly complicated. It's not transparent. I know you guys have talked in the past about this recent court decision by Judge McCousher.
Yep.
And I don't agree with the decision, but one of the things he used to highlight the inequities in the formula was the fact that West Hartford got several million more dollars and Bridgeport had money cut in the formula last year. So I was approached by a nonprofit advocacy group who said, look, we want to do this in a bipartisan way. We want a formula that's fair, that's simple, that's transparent, that towns and cities can know how much they're going to get year in and year out. They can count on it. The legislature won't be able to manipulate it. And we want to do it with Democrats and Republicans. And So I thought about it. I found out that my friend Bill Dyson, who I know you guys know,
yep,
a great guy, very well respected, was interested in being sort of the Democrat half. And I said, let's do it. It's the right time to do it. You guys know, and I know how difficult our budget situation is, how poor our economy is here in Connecticut. And so I know that the legislators have very tough things to do up there. But this is probably the opportunity to use these difficult times to fix our ECS formula.
Now, how long, John, is it going to take you? And, gosh, we all remember Bill Dyson. He was, state senator when Bill O'Neill was the governor.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take you, do you believe, to put something like this together?
Well, that's a great question. First, there are a lot of education advocacy groups working on this. We're trying to also bring in business organizations, chambers of commerce, a more, diverse group, because obviously education is key to our economic growth. We need to educate the workforce for tomorrow. And obviously there are a host of really terrific legislators already looking at this. So I think it can be done this session. The question is, with all of the other very difficult problems that they face, is everybody able to get together on the same page? The one thing I can tell you without being overly critical is that there's clearly not any support or a lot of support for the governor's ECS changes. So he's put a proposal on the table, and, good for him. I don't think that proposal is the right one. I don't think it's going to pass. And a lot of Democrat and Republican legislators are saying, this isn't the right way to do it. What are we going to do? So I think the opportunity is there to pass it this session.
Well, one of the things you're talking about, I'm sure, is the fact that the governor wants to mandate that these municipalities pick up one-third of the teachers' pension fund. And I haven't found many municipalities on board with that, John. Have you?
No, I haven't heard any that are on board with that, especially when they're not the ones negotiating the benefits package, right?
Right.
The state's doing that. I don't know, Dan, that that's going to be part of this. I think part of your ECS formula needs to be just about what it costs to educate a child in a public school in the state of Connecticut. The legislature is going to have to deal with that proposal from the governor, and it certainly does complicate issues, and you're seeing towns and cities across the state not knowing how to budget because they don't know what they're going to be responsible for. But I don't see that as being part of the effort to change the education cost-sharing formula.
What does the governor want to do with ECS?
Well, he basically has changed the formula where over 120-something towns are losing money from where they are today. Many towns get nothing, and a few towns and cities will get a lot more money. I don't think that's the right way to go. And look, if you have 120-something towns losing money, it's going to be very difficult to get a majority of support in the state legislature. So I think there's a better way to do it. And I think a lot of Republicans and Democrats agree with that, starting with some common principles, Dan, right? One, there should be a base instructional amount. What does it cost to educate a child in a public school in the state of Connecticut? Second, you would build off of that. You would say, okay, we're going to put a weighting, more money in for kids who are English language learners, kids who come from poverty, special education or gifted and talented. And then you're going to look at the circumstances of each town and city. So I think that can be a very open and transparent way. And I think the key to what we're looking at doing is trying to have one formula that applies to every kid in public school in the state of Connecticut, not the 10 or 11 different formulas that the state's currently working with.
Talking with former State Senator John McKinney, who has come up with this idea, going to be working with Bill Dyson, a former Senate Minority Leader from New Haven. Now, something like this, you truly believe, John, can go during this session? We're in desperate straits here in the state of Connecticut. Whether anybody wants to truly admit it, we will. Dan and I have been talking about this for a long time. And something's got to happen.
Well, you're right, and that's why I think it can happen. You know the political numbers, right? The Senate is tied 18-18.
Yep.
The House is so close. A couple of votes can swing, a vote in the House of Representatives. That's going to force both parties to work together. I know the leaders in all four caucuses, and I think we've got some great people there. And so they're going to be forced to work together. When it comes to education cost-sharing formula, that's tended not to be a partisan issue. Everybody, I think, understands the importance of education and how important it is to their towns and cities. So I do think with shrinking budget numbers and shrinking revenue and difficult decisions to make, although they are difficult and there might be some bumps along the way, this is the opportunity where they can work together and get a new ECS formula. If the will is there, they can do it. It's just a matter of focusing people on the fact that the time to do it is now. Not everybody's going to be happy. You can't come up with a formula where 187 legislators are going to like it. But you got to try something that's going to be the best direction for the state of Connecticut.
It is coming up to 14 minutes before the hour today. Dan and yours truly, along with former State Senator John McKinney. This is such an important subject.
It's huge, Brad.
And, huge.
Of course, John was a former State Senate Minority Leader, and he and Bill Dyson, former state representative from New Haven, collaborating on a bipartisan plan with another group to change how Connecticut funds its public school system. They have a name for the plan, Fix the Formula. John, we've heard for years in the state legislature about property tax reform. Could this be considered a part of property tax reform by correctly addressing ECS?
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I think in a way you're right, it can be. Because if we get a formula that is more open, transparent, and predictable, you're going to help towns and cities understand and be able to manage their budgets. And so that, in a way, may very well help towards property tax relief. At the end of the day, where the formula comes out in terms of overall state spending, I think is one of the more difficult issues to be taken care of as you do this in any session, but especially in a session where the state's facing such a big budget deficit. But if you're able to have a fairer formula, I think you can say that that is helping towns and cities with their education costs, which obviously is directly related to property taxes. But I have to share with you one of the difficult issues here. Obviously, there's not going to be 160, you know, nine towns and cities who consider themselves winners probably under any formula.
That's right.
Is that some school districts have seen, you know, significant enrollment declines, hundreds if not thousands of kids who are there educating in their schools less now than, say, years ago, yet under our current formula, they're getting pretty much the same amount with hold harmless and some other things.
With former State Senator John McKinney, who's come up with a plan, and we've got to have some changes in education. There's no question about it. Senator, when I found out, and Dan found out that you were going to get involved in this, there was a positive feeling. Now, what is the situation with you and some of our current legislators? Are they interested in the plan that you are going to put forward?
I know that a lot of my former colleagues are very interested in working on changing the ECS formula. Many of them, I think, have been working on this for a long time, quite frankly. As you guys know, and you guys have talked about it, we've constantly talked about the need to get a better formula, to have, every kid in public school across the state of Connecticut, considered equally under a formula. And we haven't really gotten there. So there are a lot of good people serving in that legislature. I know they have some tough things to do. I count a lot of them as my friends. And, I think there's a lot of interest in getting to work on this.
You know, John, part of the problem we have when we talk about education funding, and Brad and I were at an event by the Yankee Institute a couple of months ago, is you've got the state of Connecticut, for example, submitting one figure to the people of Connecticut, as an example, for what they spend on per pupil expenditure in Hartford, and that's roughly $16,000, and then they'll submit to the federal government a different figure as to what they spend per pupil, for example, in Hartford, as $22,000. So that in itself is very confusing to the taxpayer.
Well, I think that's why we need to fix our ECS formula, and I think the Yankee Institute does some great stuff, but I actually have not read that one report. But that's why we need to fix the formula. You know, I was there 16 years, and I would tell you that not a lot of us fully understood all of the different parts of the different formulas, and that made it easier to be manipulated. That's why if we have one formula, it's open, it's transparent, it's fair, it's predictable, it provides stability, I think you'll see a lot of people gravitate towards that idea in the legislature, and I think that will help towns and cities, and it'll help parents understand what's going on in their town and city in terms of ECS funding from the state of Connecticut.
You know what, Dan? We're going to have to continue and talk about this. This is a very important issue.
We do have time for one more question. John, you think that the legislature can actually handle it this session, so does your group have a deadline to come up with a plan to submit to the General Assembly?
No deadline. Again, I think a lot of people are working on this. There are various different proposals floating out there. We want to be part of sort of bringing everybody together and bringing it all together and trying to make sure people can focus on it and the fact that this needs to be done with everybody at the table, all four caucuses, both parties, and try to get it done. So no timetable. But I think the urgency is there to get it done this session.
And again, Senator, always great to talk to you. You did a terrific job when you were over on the Hill. And any help you need as far as broadcasting, you just come to the two of us and we'll be there for you.
Well, thank you. And it's great to hear you guys together. And I appreciate so much time this morning.
Thanks, Senator. You have a good day.